Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. Well, our program, Paula, is to inform and educate and inspire and to uplift global consciousness. And believe me, this morning we have an inspirational gentleman at the top of his class in every way, don't we?
Oh, yes. And if there's anybody that's going to uplift consciousness, it's Dr. Tori.
Absolutely. He is a French astrologer, clinical hypnotherapist, and astropsychologist. Dr. Tori continues to teach others his unique method of star wisdom, and this unique art brings spirit back into the cosmic code by focusing on symbols as channels for divine guidance, as opposed to the surplus of mathematical jargon used in modern astrology. And he is the author of many books. And his current books include Asia Dragon Predictions, God Created the Stars, I Know All About You, Power of the Dragon, Beyond the Secret, as well as his annual Moon Power Star Guides. Is Dr. Tori with us?
Yes, he certainly is. Welcome, Dr. Tori.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing today? Thank you for the invite, as ever, as always.
Well, we actually have a lot of people listening in on our show today, so when it's the correct time, we can actually allow them to ask questions.
You bet, you bet. But before going forward, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the dragon, may I?
Sure.
For those new listeners of your show that don't know, I was born and raised in the south of France, in Provence, where Nostradamus was born, and I've spent pretty much my entire life rekindling the seer's divine astrology. Again, this has nothing to do with modern jargonized astrology, even though that there is something in every single of astrology out there. So Nostradamus used the dragon, which is from the constellation of Draco. And I wrote intensively on the dragon, which is called also the South and North Node of the Moon. As a matter of fact, my book, The Power of the Dragon, has over 525 pages of information. There is more power on the dragon itself than the entire complexity of the chart. And like Nostradamus used to do, I focus and concentrate on the dragon prediction. And this is why back in January last year, well before CNN, or anybody for that matter, thought of the terrible economic situation that we were going to go through. I talked about it, I printed in my books, and I had even a TV show done on YouTube giving you all this information, and I was using the dragon. So I intend to do the same in your show and give you some information. Okay.
We're ready for it.
we're ready. Maybe we're not ready, but
yeah.
Well, first of all, just tell me, how long are we going to be on the air? Do we have half an hour? How long do we have?
We have an hour.
Because, you know, when I'm on coast to coast, I spend 3 hours, and I got plenty of time to talk about everything, so I have to squeeze it in pretty fast then. But this nasty dragon steel, which is very negative and karmic, had to hurt all of us first before it could get to the corporation that have used and abused the taxpayer. You understand that? So this dragon has forced bank, corporation, investors, and stock market abusers and crooks and God knows what to pay the price of the billions of dollars that was going left and right through the push of a button for the internet and being invested in foreign countries and God knows what. So the dragon saw that. The dragon, of course, is from the cosmic code. The cosmic code is how God speaks to us. Again, you never forget that God never came down and wrote no books, but he made the stars to be used as a sign, and that happened with my God-given gift to be able to perceive that and translate it unarguably. So what I'm trying to tell you is this dragon saw the damage that was being done. He said, okay, no problem. In December 2007, I'm going to sit my little butt into the second house of money of America, because America, July 4, 1776, is a cancer country. In the second house of America is Leo. And that's where the tail of the dragon is, sitting in the second house of money, forcing a full restructure of every one of us handling our finances. Okay, so if even myself, even though that I'm proof financially, I'm very, very secure because I got so much work. People need me. They are happy. They are sad. God knows what. They are rich or poor. I will always get business, and that's the beauty of being an astral psychologist or an hypnotherapist. But what I'm trying to tell you is, this dragon, in order to punish people that wanted us to pay $4 or $5 a gallon of gas, they wanted to reach them. And in order to reach them, they had to get through us first. So we all went through hell, literally. Now, of course, fear is running the show, so to speak, and all these talking heads that you have on major television and radio and all these religious lunatics thinking that God is going to, God knows what. Fear is based upon ignorance, and ignorance is evil. So they do not know nothing. They don't have any cosmic consciousness. So they do not know that the dragon entered the second house of money of America, forcing us to a full restructure of our finances last December 2007. And this dragon's going to move out in August 2009. Okay? Now, I'm giving you specific dates because I know that's why. And I'm not being an egocentric. I don't have any spiritual pride. I'm just talking because I know what I'm talking about. But the point of the matter is, it's not going to be over that easy because the dragon moved backwards. And it's going to move backwards into the sign of Cancer. Now, remember, July 4, 1776, America is a Cancer country. And this means a full, entire, complete restructure of the infrastructure of the United States. Hotels and restaurants and real estate, name it. Everything that we have already seen, the dragon now has to be rebuilt. And it's going to take about 2 years after that to be completely out of the soup. And don't worry, this is not the recession and all these talking heads on radio and television and are talking about. This is not the recession or the deadly time we went through during the 20s, because Pluto is not in Cancer. Pluto is life and death and drama. And during those terrible years, Pluto was in Cancer. But the next dragon stare is not receiving Pluto. Pluto is into the sign of Sagittarius, forcing a full entire education and reevaluation of the spirit and religion to the masses and to the world. And this is why I'm so very prosperous myself, because my newsletter, The Cosmic Code, is just exploding all over the world. Because I understand the rules, I understand God's language, I can perceive the signs. So I'm using all this wisdom at my advantage, because that's what God gave us. He gave us the stars and the sun to be used as signs, so that we could use and live a more productive, safe life. So I understand God's language, I understand his tools through the cosmic code, and I'm using it to my advantage, and I let you and your audience understand the game. Now, this dragon is going to affect every one of us in a very, very specific area. But objectively, the entire entire government, not just the government of the United States, but the entire government all over the world has to go through a restructure with a new dragon in the sign of Capricorn. Well, you may call it the new beginning of the new world order, so to speak. But you have to remember, if the tail of the dragon is harassing Earth and putting its karma on all these big fat abusers here, the head of the dragon is in Aquarius, which means many, many people out there, Bola and Taz, have lost their job. I mean, people that are working for the three large excuse my throat, I've been working hard. for the three big car manufacturer, imagine millions of people are just next door to lose their job when millions already have lost their job. Now, this is an opportunity. It is not, it is terrible, don't get me wrong, okay? It's easy for me to say because I'm so stable, I'm financially secure. What I'm trying to say is, I see it because I'm not emotionally involved in people's life, so to speak, per se. I don't have their bill to pay and their stress and God knows what. I can still think clearly, and I'm asking them. Now, you've been out of work for 2, 3, or 4 months. Make it a full time to listen to that little voice inside of you, because there is a reason by God's order, okay, for you to be in that situation. Not because karmically all those suckers and all these abusers, pigs, wealthy losers over there, I call them that way now, have abused us and put us in that situation. Not because of that, but because you have wishes. You have very specific wishes. Maybe you want to have a big house. Maybe you want to drive a Benz. Maybe you want to have more money. Maybe you want to be able to do something that you really like. And where you were and how you were doing it could not be done. It could not be done. So, I'm sorry, I was on the radio again somewhere else and my voice is losing. Try my best. What I'm trying to tell you is such an opportunity is given to you now to reevaluate where you are in life and use the dragon affecting your finances and your paycheck. The way money is supposed to come to you is gone. It's over. It's against your will. It's against your control. You can't do nothing but to suffer it. So why not sit back? Why not give a good look inside of yourself? And then take a chance. Take a chance on something you always wanted to do. Because that's what the dragon is there for. He's there to completely and entirely rebuild a new way of making money for you and a new way of building a new self-esteem and servicing the world with a gift that you have, with an idea that could turn out into millions. Now remember, let me tell you something. Back in 1991, I was desperate. I came back from Hawaii. I was working Pearl Harbor during those days. I am an engineer, a welding engineer. And from $85 an hour that I was making to support my family, my wife and everything else, my big house in Hawaii, everything went down the drain because the tail of the dragon on those days hit America and hit myself. That was the time in 1991 when the real estate and construction went down a little bit, giving you a little sample of what was ahead. I was forced, Paula, to this. I was forced to get off the engineering field, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And instead of turning around and crying and being insecure, getting drunk or God knows what, okay, I thought, why not taking my little hobby that I love so much, guide people, talk to people, use my God-given gift as I can perceive the cosmic code and translate it to help other people. Why don't I do that instead? Look at me now. Look at me. I have the best of the best of what money can offer. I have financial, emotional, spiritual stability. I've got it all. The same thing happened. Listen to this. About 8 to 9 years ago, the tail of the dragon went right into my marriage area. Right on my marriage area. So I knew, oh my gosh, a full restructure is going to take place in my relationship. I might lose my wife. And inside my little voice tell me, no, Louis, you're not losing your wife. You're going to go through changes, very, very important change. Things happened that my ex-wife, when I was doing an infomercial in Las Vegas, met a movie producer, whatever it is. It was just the stars. I know from A to Z what happened, okay? And I was prepared for it. I died. I mean, literally died. If I was at the lowest point in my life, it was then. I couldn't stop drinking, smoking, enough so that I could pass out before getting to my gun and blew my brain off. To tell you how depressed I was after so many years with a beautiful wife, one day she just left me when I never did anything wrong, really. But that was the stars. And guess what? Now Brigitte is my best friend. I'm helping her and her husband and new marriage. We're the best friend ever. But what I'm saying is I would never, ever change anything. Do you know why, Paula? Do you know why, Taz? Because if Brigitte did not decide to go on in her life forced by the dragon, she would never have found the wonderful man that she is with now, and your husband, and me. I would never have found Tarania, my wonderful, beautiful soulmate. So I'm asking you, okay, and everybody listening to your show now, do not think this is God's wrath and you're going to go straight to hell because you're already on hell, and that is ignorance and your fears. Instead, build your cosmic consciousness. Okay, I'm offering on your show an incredible opportunity for people to join my Cosmic Code newsletter, raise their vibration, and learn all about the true face and the tools of God as He intended us to use. We are living time, Paula and Taz. We are living time where everything has to change, where the age of Pisces, deception, illusion, religion, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, drug, this age of Pisces is going fast. The new gate is the year 2012, where the age of Aquarius will be established. And that's where a new, you're not going to believe this, but a new perception of God must be reestablished on earth. As much as the dragon has removed the big, fat, wealthy abusers, he's going to do the same with the biggest, largest corporation. And that includes the Vatican, that includes the royal family of England, that includes the government structure, that includes religion. And I see that. And I am the leader of it. And that I know. But the world was not ready for me to announce that position then. But I am now. Very confident by looking at the explosion of what's happening in my life and the reward and the people emailing me nonstop from the four corners of the globe telling me, my gosh. And then one of them sent me something, a very, very religious person. And you know, during many of my TV show and radio show, not that I didn't have respect, but I have a problem with stupidity. I really do. I was born that way. So when I see people going crazy and religious and you're going to hell and this and that, my gosh, this is so unhealthy. The human spirit is so poisoned. But instead of literally denying these people that need me more than everybody, okay, I decide to maybe listen to what they have to say. And one day this guy said to me, Dr. Cherry, you have helped me so greatly. I used to go mad at you because I was so religious, the way you were talking about religious people and God and Jesus and all that. I was so pissed off at you. This is what he used to say in his emails to me. But he said, you have helped me so much. Meantime, I want to help you. I said, hell yeah, how are you going to help me? But anyway, he sent me an email, and he saw something in the Bible. And the phrase was, Jesus says, he says, go and follow the water bearer, the son of Aquarius, following the son of Pisces. That made so much sense to me. I finally understood that Jesus' message is real, but it has been misinterpreted by the political and the church of all these dark ages for political control. So the message of his father, God, is within the stars. That's why there is 12 apostles, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 notes of music, the 12 months, the 12 hours of the day. It's just insane, the connection that this gentleman, very religious Christian gentleman, gave me. He actually opened my eyes of thinking and in a different way when it comes to the Christian world, because the Christian world is the target of the dragon forcing them to not to perceive God as somebody who's going to send them to hell, but as a very beautiful, supreme, magical being that lives inside of them. Because as the Bible said, we have been made in the image of God. That means we are creators. And this is why I always say to my student, okay, wherever you are, look at something. Just look at something. Okay, what is it? A toaster? What is it? A spoon? What is it? A statue? What is it? A plant? What is it? A guitar? Anything. Now tell me, just tell me, what was this? What was this 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago? What was the city you are in right now, 2,000-3,000 years ago? Tell me. Nothing. Why? Because we have been given the incredible potential, as we all have been made in the image of God, to handle creation. We are gods in training in this dense physical world. And this very powerful fact has been kept under by people who wanted to use the instinct of preservation and fears to make sure you do not tab on the gold plate that God's intended every one of his children to use. So that's my job. My job is to free the human spirit from ignorance and from fear and to reinstate the words of Jesus and the true face of God. And it's all starting and finishing in the cosmic code in the stars above. Now that tells you the type of mission I have to do.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Dr. Turi, when do you see all of this starting to start rolling at a higher in a higher way?
Well, the year 2012 is the gate. As we approach the year 2012, the Internet is now offering the option for people to get something else. You see, in the old days, the churches, the Vatican monopolized everything. Anywhere you go in the world, you had a Bible on the drawer of your hotel. But now they cannot put laptops in every hotel in the world anymore. So that gives an option for people to listen to people like me or you. Because, hey, don't be fooled, Taz. Don't be fooled, Paula. You have a big, huge part in what I am doing. That because a magnet will attract a piece of wood. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Now, of course, other radio stations, big, big sharks, I'm not saying no name, I'm not saying giving any ID on the radio. These people have seen me as a very serious threat to their position because I became the top in their shows. They saw me as a threat of who they are and what they have to say. And God knows the millions and billions of dollars handled by the Christians who have stopped me many, many times to pass on my message.
Now, did you take a look at Taz and my chart?
I don't have to. You just have to tell me the month you were born.
I was born in December and Taz...
Oh. December?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were born in December and Taz when?
May.
Okay, well, let's start with you. Born in December, honey, as right now you have the tail of the dragon affecting your ninth house. Okay, so anything to do with religion, philosophy, publishing, teaching, the universe wants you to reevaluate this awareness. And finance, I'm one of those, are going to be your best teachers because they will challenge you outside of what you have accepted as reality, especially when it comes to religion or science, okay? Now, the new dragon is going to be moving in your second house of money, meaning more than anybody, all of those born in December, will have to completely and entirely reevaluate the way they are going to make money. But see, Capricorn is a builder. Capricorn rules a large corporation. It rules the radio station that you guys are on. It rules the CEO. It rules the organization at large, the pyramid. So with the head of the dragon in your second house of money, you are going to be able to attract people that have names, power, position to help you to build your own pyramid of success financially. But you've got to understand Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, which is a very karmic planet. So whatever you're doing, as of August and for the next 2 years, 2009 and 2010, the payoff won't be the day after. It's going to take you a year, year and a half after August to establish full solidity. But I already perceive that there is either television or more new age matter, more electronic, more internet endeavors with you that are going to secure you financially. But again, you have to understand that Capricorn has a fishtail, and the fishtail represents your understanding and use of the moon fluctuations. That's why I give my book Moon Power for free for my website, so people can go there and read and master the universal laws of the moon. Okay?
Okay, thank
you. So that's for you. Now, Taz?
Yes.
You were born in May, yeah?
Yes, May 20th.
Okay. Taz, the head of the dragon in your case is going to be moving into the sign of Capricorn, into your ninth house. Okay? If you count from May, including May, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're going to end up in the ninth house of Capricorn. And that's where you have the option given to you by the cosmic code and gods to establish a very, very powerful career. But the ninth house deals with foreign land and foreigners, which means unless you do things in a very, very big way, this transit would not work at your advantage. And then you are doing already things in a big way when you're on the radio. But remember, the ninth house deals with foreigners and foreign lands. So, again, foreigners are going to be a blessing to you in terms of not only giving you the information that's going to structure yourself, but also passing on the information that's going to build your career. And this is why all of those born in May have in the second house of money, they are Gemini, and they work on the radio, okay? And the 10th house of those born in May is regulated by Aquarius, which is television. This is why, what is the king of trash TV? What is his name? Jerry Springer was born in May, like you. See, but he's doing things in a big way. And then that's where you're aiming to. Because I see, for some reason, I've seen on your website the new videos that you have, and then it shows already that I know what I'm talking about. There'll be more videos, more television and things ahead of you, ladies, because you are set by the universal code and God to fulfill an order that you subconsciously have perceived, and that's why he led us to work together. You got that?
Oh, yeah.
Very simple. Yeah. Now, do you know what? A lot of people out there said, oh, my gosh, Dr. Chiri, oh, man, what about me? What about me? So I'm going to cover the 12th sign of the zodiac. Deal?
Okay.
Okay, of course, this is not a full life reading because, you know, you have to know your ascendant and you have to know your dragon to get much more information. And again, if you put your hand on my 2009 Moon Power, you can either download it from my website or get a hardcover from lulu.com. All the information on the dragon in great detail will be offered in this book. But let me be objective right now. So all of those born in January, the dragon said it's going to be on you. Okay? So be ready for a full restructure of the atomic structure of yourself. So that means exercise, that means good food, that means getting a new you so you can get a better career, because you understand it's important to be physically healthy and active to get some places in life. Now, the stress is coming from the tail that will be in your seventh house of marriage. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're happily married, the dragon is going to destroy your relationship. But if there is anything weak, or if you are involved with partners that do not fit the bill for your growth, they are going to be removed, and new partners are going to come in. For those born in February, that's me. I was born in February. The dragon is moving in the subconscious area. The subconscious dwell with anything that is highly sophisticated in terms of the spirit and the archetypal brain of consciousness. And this means I'm going to get much more psychic and have a little problem with that word. But my mom says you're more psychic than what you would ever believe, because she's a top psychic in Europe. But what I'm trying to say is more those born in February are going to undergo some serious psychological changes. So I'm advising you, if you don't know about the creative forces of your subconscious, to put your hand on my book in God, Beyond the Secret, and understand what your subconscious is all about. And it is far, far from being the secret, deceiving movie that will turn you into a millionaire sitting your butt on the couch. There's much more to it. There's 500 and something pages of study to do. So master and understand your subconscious creative forces, because you're going to be having vivid dreams, very more intuitive, and, of course, the tail of the dragon is going to be on your 6 hours of work, and that's where you have to be careful not to exhaust yourself. But by looking already in myself, what I have to do with Voice America, with my TV shows, with my reality, oh, my gosh, this is insane. So I have to be careful to shut down on the weekend and go on the lake and take Tirana some places where we're going to have a good time and let the world sit for a minute here, okay? So that's for those born in February. For those born in March, and again, we have to remember you have people that are on the cusp, and that's me because I was born February 26th. So the forecast, if you're on the cusp, is for February and March. So if you buy Moon Power and you're born on the cusp, you have to read for those born in February and those born in March, because you're going to be affected both ways. Okay, I was born in February, but my son is in Pisces. Now, for those born in March, the head of the dragon moves on the 11th house of wishes and friends, which means regardless how much you're going to try not to succeed, friends and groups are going to be there to support and endorse you, okay? That's a good thing. So it's important not to swim downstream, not to be religious, not to have fears, so to speak, and to socialize a little bit more after the new moon and swim with the tide. The tail of the dragon will be in the fifth house of love, romance, and children. And, of course, if you happen to have a little bit of a problem in your with the kids or a bit of a problem with your lover, again, it has to be removed and replaced. And if you're a female and you're active over there, there is also chances for you to get pregnant by accident. So just be careful when the tail is in the fifth house of love, romance, children, and speculations. Those born in April, that would be Tirania, my girlfriend. The head of the dragon is moving into the 10th house of career. And that means a tremendous opportunity to rebuild the entire structure, the position in life, and the career accomplishment. And, of course, being with me, Tirania is going to benefit from all the TV shows, radio shows, and traveling and lecturing, and all the lectures that she's setting me up all over the world. So that's interesting. The tail of the dragon is in the home area. And we'll force all of those born in April to reevaluate their home, their base of operation, their real estate endeavors. And again, this is why Tirania is moving with me, so to speak. So that is for those born in April. Those born in May, the dragon set is on the ninth house, and that means teaching, publishing, watchful finance, be ready to travel physically and spiritually. The tail of the dragon will be in the mind, so don't overstress yourself and realize that the universe wants you to understand and master anything that dwells with your home and your family and the real estate. For those born in July, the dragon set is in the seventh house. Okay, so seventh house deals with marriage and partnerships. Again, the same story than for those born in January. If the head for those in January is in the first house, themselves, for those born in July, the head will be in the seventh house, which means them and their partner. So the same story, new partnerships, new contract, or reinforcing what you already have if you're in a very solid marriage or a very solid business relationship, the dragon can only promote and endorse a new you facing the world. Again, the tail will be in the seventh house of marriage and partnerships. So if you're in a weak situation, well, it'll be time for you to clean the house, put it this way. Okay? For those born in August, the head of the dragon will be in the sixth house of work and health. It will be also anything and everything to do with service in the world. So a lot of Leos are going to be getting great opportunity to get on the stage and to do very well for the career while rebuilding, of course, their health area. Now, if the head is in the sixth house, out of the sick. If the head is in the sixth house, for those born in August, the tail, let's see, let me double check here. I'm just losing it for a second. August, sixth house, Capricorn. Yes, the tail will be in the subconscious. Okay? And as I said earlier, those born in February and August have a reevaluation of their subconscious and their service to the world. Let's do it this way. Those born in September, like all of those born in March, the dragon will be affecting the fifth house of love, romance, creativity, and children, and will be affecting, of course, the 11th house of wishes and friends. So when you read the forecast for those born in September, those born in March, the dragon will affect those souls pretty much the same way. And the dragon can be both positive and negative. You have to understand there is only six signs of the zodiac. There is no 12. The 12 apostles are the opposite of each person, okay? So, incidentally, if you were born in February like me, that is your soul's purpose. It's what you have to master. But you're going to face the world, or people are going to see you as a Leo or under the sign of August, which is the opposite sign. My astrology or astropsychology has nothing to do with the jargonized, modern, limited modern astrology that is loaded with mathematical, complicated jargon that lose people. And I know when I teach at the American Federation of Astrology, I do have some work to make sure that these people start to use symbols and the arts instead of their numbers, because many, many astrologers are there set to be astronomers, not astrologers. And I bring all this back together thanks to Nostradamus methodology. Now, those born in October, like all of those born in April, excuse me, will have a restructure of their home and their career, as simple as that, okay? Those born in November, like those born, of course, in May, we have the third house of studying and traveling and the ninth house of higher education and foreigners to restructure. And those born in December, again, are like those born in June. They will have the entire finance and metaphysical and corporated area to restructure. So it's very difficult to actually give you the information that are so complex. Being on the phone, I can only be objective. The best shot is very simple. Put your hand on my book, Moon Power. And then once you understand what the dragon is doing by house and sign, because I had time to sit down and write all the information, okay? In my new 2009 Moon Power, I even mentioned where the dragon was last 2 years, so you can evaluate what you went through. And if I was right then I should be right for the next 2 years ahead of you. So the idea is to understand my limitation here over the phone and put your hand on Moon Power, or better yet, just become a VIP subscriber.
Well, talking about that, if people go to our website, TazandPaulaShow.com, and they sign up, they can get your fabulous discount for the newsletter. It'd be 5% off.
Yeah, I did something else, too. I went there. And I throw a bunch of goodies for Christmas. So all the people who are listening to this show, go to Paula and Taz website, okay? And then read what Santa Claus has left for you there. I understand with this terrible economic situation that a lot of people need more help than ever. And I have decided, as always, to break down my price more than half, so to speak, pretty much everything that I do. So you just follow the regulations. You just read it all. You make your pick. And let me take care of you. The only thing I'm going to ask you is this is going to generate tremendous response, like always. So I will ask you to be very patient, because you are suggested to write to me, because my website would not give you any discount at all. So you have to follow the regulation and the rules that I put in this little note for all of you. And you have to be patient. And then I'll take care of you whenever the universe decides it's your time for me to take care of you.
So be sure to go to our website, Taz and Paula Show, and get your fabulous discount.
Exactly.
Click on the Santa Claus in the right-hand corner and follow directions.
Do we have time for questions?
Yeah, of course. If somebody even wants to call, you bet.
Well, I just had one question before Dr. Turi takes off.
Okay.
I just kind of wonder, what do we see for Obama hanging around the corner around January here with an inauguration?
Well, first of all, you have to realize Obama today has made a lot of people upset, because he picked up one of the most religious men to do the inauguration. But what people don't understand is that this country, even though that you have the separation of church and state, this country is totally, entirely, completely religiously poisoned, and millions of dollars pour from them to Obama to put him where he is, and that's the rules. Well, you scratch me then, now I have to scratch you. And people don't understand that. They just don't understand. So a lot of people would say, well, you know what, he should take something more of a liberate attitude than to put another religious lunatic here to do such an important work. But that's the way of saying thank you for all of them to having him money. You have to remember, presidents are puppets. They are puppets of whom are pulling the strings, and those who have the billions of dollars are putting people on power or are killing people. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not aware of that. But I'm very, very concerned for Obama's, because Obama was born with a dragon's tail in Aquarius on his seventh house, and that means he's more than any president prone to die of assassination and an airplane accident or an explosion of some sort. And mark my word, because the future has always been my sad proof of reality. And I wish the Secret Service or some of the people that work with him, they contacted me, to tell you the truth. They did. But for some reason, they kind of back off a little bit. I don't know why, because they probably think I'm another misclear over there. They haven't yet understood the depth of my wisdom. But I'm preparing everybody. The sad reality is that Obama is 98% prone to get assassinated. And my book, Moon Power, will probably tell you exactly when. But I don't want to scare people, and I don't want to bring the negative energy. I just know that I have the key to help him. But all his advisors are religious lunatics, and none of them has cosmic consciousness. So they would never understand the depth of my eating, so to speak, and the price we have to be paying time.
Wow. Well, let's see. I'm sure Paula, we have listeners on the line. Paula? Hi, Paula? Whoops.
Paula is gone?
I don't know where she is.
Oh.
Paula?
Do we have a caller? We have a caller from 305. Oh, let me see if they want to ask a question.
Okay, good.
305 area code, you're on the line. Did you want to ask a question of Dr. Turi?
Yes.
My
name's Nancy. Today's my 50th birthday.
Oh, Nancy. Okay, so you were born December?
Yes.
December 18th?
Yes.
Okay, give me the year,
1958.
Okay, so let me give you a little present for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, Sagittarius, that's really good. The head of the dragon is on your second house of money. Were you raised religiously?
Yes.
Was it your mom or your dad? Was it your mom or your dad? Just tell me.
My mom.
I see a little bit of losing energy in your chart in terms of religion here, but that's okay. Do you like animals?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you get headaches or sinuses? Yes or no?
Occasionally. I used to a lot when I was younger.
Good. Okay, so your dragon's dead is not bothering you anymore. Well, honey, listen to me. You have the dragon set in Libra that rules psychology, interior designing, astro-psychology. You're a Sagittarius, which means like Nostradamus, born like you in December. You have the philosophical, spiritual values And again, Sagittarius can only throw the arrows into the cosmic code and the stars where it came from, or throw it down the books in front of his hoods into the codification of thought, and that is the Bible or the Quran or whatever religious material they were raised with. So just be aware, okay? You're born a teacher and a philosopher. Now, as far as work is concerned, do you work in an office? What do? It's a question.
Yes.
You do,
yes, I work in an office environment.
I know. I see. Well, I'll tell you something, honey. This is about to change, okay? Because the dragon, right now the dragon is on your ninth house and in your third house into the world of Aquarius. So more than ever, you've been interested in astrology and metaphysics and things of this nature, you know?
Yes.
And because it's your birthday today, if you sign up to my newsletter, you can talk to Tarania. And I'm going to give you the option to join my next course in Sedona for half a price, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
That's going to be your birthday present. You're going to meet a lot of people from all over the world. I can only take 35 students at the time in one of the most beautiful hotels in Sedona. So with your dragon set in the sign of Libra, you're going to get out of this office and you're going to do what you're supposed to do, and that is to heal, to help, to talk, to write people. You understand me?
Yes, that's exciting.
Well, that's my promise to you, and that's my gift for your birthday. Just remind Tarania that I give you this deal over the year, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye.
Love and blessings. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
You bet. What a beautiful lady.
It's
amazing because the potential that she has, if she could just knock on the door and don't miss the transit of this dragon, this lady could turn her life and make so much money and be so happy. Sometimes I feel bad because I'm opening the golden gate, I point out the gold mine and people just, they don't budge.
Dr. Curry,
yes.
We have another caller.
You go ahead.
RN, so just a moment, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and ask Dr. Curry your question.
Hi, Dr. Terry. This is Scott, and I live down here in Gilroy, California. And I'm currently unemployed, and I feel that a lot of changes are happening, a lot of things are taking place, and I feel that I have a lot to contribute. I spend a lot of time learning about different things. I have an intuitive sense to know what is.
Well, Scott, my friend, give me your date of birth. I'm going to check your UCI. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. Go ahead.
It's April 19th.
1965.
Yes.
Well, first of all, like all of those born in April, I can see with Tarania, you're a talking machine. Your head of the dragon is in your mind, my friend. You were born with the same dragon than me, and that gives you a tremendous potential, not only to listen to the radio, but to be right there. You should focus and concentrate because you have great option to write, to talk, and to teach. Have you thought of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have the moon in Sagittarius, though, which means, again, you seem to be much more lucky with foreigners in foreign land, including getting information or teaching from foreigners. You're meant to do a lot of big things, my friend. You never thought of writing a book or getting into the radio? Well, what do you do? Do you sell things? What do you do? Are you a mechanic? What do you do?
Somebody mentioned that I should start writing because I have so many ideas and so many things.
The point you have, Scott, you have a dragon set in Gemini. You've got dozens of personality. You need to crystallize yourself. You need to discipline yourself. You got too many things at the same time going through your head. Do I make sense?
Yes, that is.
You're like an ADD. But it's a gift, like me and Einstein. You're an ADD, so join the family, but discipline yourself. I have the same power that you have. I see you like a Ferrari with a 15-year-old driving it, my friend. You need discipline.
Okay.
You got so much power. Do you do photography too or not?
What was that?
Photography. Do you do photography?
No, I don't do too much photography. No.
Okay, you never thought of it? Do you speak any languages?
No, I don't.
You see, you're not using your dragon set at all. Instead, you are a professional student. You're constantly learning, reading all the material. It's time for you to change, to turn around and use your dragon set properly.
Okay.
You okay? But I can tell you that with the new dragon's head, my friend, moving in your home in your career, you're certainly going to turn around. I think, I personally think that you are going to start your new life, your second life, because you have so many lives. You're probably looking at a new age also. You're probably going to start your new life very, very soon. You stand by, okay? You'll be just fine, my friend.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. You see, you can see the power when he started to talk. He couldn't stop. I knew this guy must have a strong Gemini. And bingo, the head of the dragon in Gemini, like Rush Limbaugh, like many, many people that are master in communication, Clinton, Bush, all these people, Gore, all these people were born with the head of the dragon. The Speaker of the House, Gingrich, all these people have the head in Gemini. They're born talkers. Gore is a talker. He has the same stars. And people don't know their potential. It's insane. They could turn their life and be so wealthy and so fulfilled if they could understand how God speaks to them.
Well, we have a caller from 713 area code.
Okay.
Do you have a question, caller?
Yes, hi. My name is Simone.
Hi,
Simone. My birthday is 11-12-60.
1960, okay.
And my life has just been nothing but massive changes since Katrina. I relocated due to that darn thing and am living
Well, let me tell you something, honey. Let me tell you something. First of all, you're a Scorpio, and that's the sign of life and death and drama since you were born. The problem you have is that your moon is in Leo, and the tail of the dragon has been, for what, a year and a half now, affecting your home and your family and your security. So it is not surprising that you went through hell. Had you downloaded my free book from my website, Moon Power, you would have read what the dragon did to you and what he made your life misery. However, the good news is there is a study ahead of you, okay?
And what ahead? I'm sorry?
A study. You're
going to
study something, okay? Because you're very sharp. You're very smart. And that's going to give you the option to do something for the children of tomorrow. Have you thought of doing something with kids? Just a question.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're set for that. But you're a very slow starter. Your Saturn is in Capricorn. Sometimes you're too cautious, and all the stress and the karmic chart that you have, oh, my gosh, more than anybody, you need a full life reading, honey. You know, you need to understand your UCI. You need to understand what those stars are doing to you. And you
yes,
need to,
I really
you
would
need,
love to know my UCI.
Right, and you need to stop complaining and being depressed and being going downhill and all that stuff, because that you do it all the time. And your subconscious takes your fears or your insecurity as a wish. Remember, you're a Scorpio. You're a witch. You're a white witch. You have a lot of power, but you're forgotten when you reincarnate on this dense physical world, and God wants you to relearn it. So don't be religious. Go the other way. You got me?
I'm not religious.
I know, but what I'm just saying, don't be religious. Don't go into anything that is detrimental for your spirit. Don't poison your spirit. When I say being religious, it means also being negative, depressed, feeling guilty, complaining. That's what I mean.
Okay.
You have a stinger. The stinger is the past, jealousy, resentment, negativity. You want to kill the scorpion, and you want to build the eagle or the phoenix of the zodiac. There's absolutely nothing that a Scorpio cannot do, honey. You just need to know the rules. Ask for them. Ask and you shall receive. I take care of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay, we have another caller, so just a moment.
Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Laura. I was
Hello, Laura.
Of June.
June, okay. That's, give me the number six. Six? Go ahead.
Number six?
Yes.
So June 17th?
Okay, 6/17. What year?
56.
Okay. June 17, 56. Got you. All right, now, you have the tail of the dragon also on you, okay? And that could make you too much. To disperse in so many ways at the same time. Anytime you have Gemini, you have to learn to discipline yourself. That gives you so many different personalities, but so much gift. Have you ever thought of learning French or Spanish? Just a question.
Yes.
Yeah, because you have gift in communication, honey. But again, if you don't discipline yourself, if you don't learn something, you're going to miss all that. You have gift in interior designing. You have gift in psychology. You have gift with the law. You have gift with metaphysics. You're a natural nurse. What are you doing in life anyway?
I'm a landscape designer. I also
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah, you're an artist, yes, well, I thought.
And
you
I
know,
also,
when I said you have interior designing abilities, you just said it. I'm a landscape designer, right? You hear
right.
me? But you're doing it in the physical world, not the universe, and God wants you to do it in the spiritual world. With the new dragon moving into your finances, honey, you are going to reevaluate the way you make money, and you're going to do this on part-time and something more spiritual and more rewarding is ahead of you. But you just need to know and understand the faith and the tools of God outside of religion, and then you're going to make some progress. Let me see what I detect. Do you have any allergies or not?
No.
Okay. Do you like Indians? Do you like animals?
I do. I'm not a pet owner, but
mm-hmm.
I like the natural animal world a lot.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you afraid of water? Do you like water?
I love water.
Okay, because I see water around you. Where do you live?
I live in Santa Cruz by the water.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay. All right. You're an investigator, honey. You have an incredible regeneration power when it comes to investigate. You're born to get something dead and put it back alive. It doesn't have to be a lawn or a tree or plant. It could be also a person. Do you hear me?
Yes. So say that again. Please.
You're meant to get something or somebody dead and put it back alive. You create life through your hand and through your mind. You need to understand what Saturn in Scorpio means, put it this way.
Uh-huh.
Now, anything to do with, and you know, when you work, you talk, you communicate to people, you're a natural talker, you're a natural communicator. Okay? And it's time for you to educate yourself outside of the physical world, and then you're going to be blessed. You hear me?
I do.
Just let me take care of you. Just order a reading. Be patient. Let me open the doors to your fulfillment. I take care of you the right way. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, love.
Dr. Turi, do we have time for one more? Paula, do we have time for one more? Paula?
4 minutes. I've got a 626 person.
Okay.
Oh, do you? Okay. Paula, go ahead and take it from your side, and I'll go ahead and
Okay, caller six, from area code 626.
Hello, are you here? Caller?
Yes, hello. Hi,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's
Great.
Your name, honey?
Thank you. It's Jenny Rigoli, and I am one of your students. I read your website every single day.
Oh, good, Jenny. Thank you, sweetheart. What's your date of birth?
You're very welcome. January 17th, 1943.
Okay, 1943. How are you in your study? Are you making progress? Did you graduate yet?
Yes. Yes, I am, and I've already ordered a progressive reading from you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, now let me see what we... Oh, my gosh. You were born with the head of the dragon in Leo. Oh, my gosh. Right now you're going through a dying and rebirthing energies of the spirit and your finances. Okay, now are you married or not?
I'm divorced since 85.
Okay, because the head of the dragon is going to be moving on you and your marriage area, okay? So, like all Capricorn, make sure to socialize and talk and communicate with your moon in Gemini. You should have no much problem with that, because the universe is giving you 2 years to sign some very important contract. And contract can be for business, but contract can also be for marriage. So depending on what you want to do, I'm asking you to be prepared for somebody much younger or much older than you. It can only be 10 to 20 years different. And when you hear somebody to that age range, 15 to 20 years younger or older, you know this person wants to get to your heart. You hear that?
I hear that.
Okay. You're very independent. You're highly spiritual. You amuse yourself all the time. Don't get me wrong. And that's okay. But there's a lot of potential that you have in this chart, especially in furthering the light and promoting the light for the world and the children of tomorrow. And that's pretty much what I told you in your reading, I believe. Yes?
It's going to come in the mail pretty soon. Yeah, I just ordered it.
Okay, sweetheart. But again, okay, so you have to email me, because I want to reward you as a student to keep working with me. I want to give you a little tip or something my way, okay? Or a little
mm-hmm.
goodies for Christmas. All right, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
That tells me, you know what, I'm going to be starting my show, my own show sometimes in Voice of America on my birthday. That's February 26, 2009. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be doing so much of those readings out there, and people are going to be very, very satisfied, I believe.
So
well, we want to remind everybody to go on to our website, the www.TazAndPaulaShow.com, and they can look at the little, is it a Christmas tree, Taz?
actually a Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Okay, it's a Santa Claus because we changed the picture this morning. And you register to receive our emails, you will get such a great deal from Dr. Torrey. 65% off his newsletter.
His VIP newsletter, yes.
Yes, VIP newsletter.
Oh, Dr. Turi, you know what? We're rounding the band.
Already,
huh?
But now with you, just fly off, ladies.
I know.
I guess if we were in the dentist, it would be a little bit longer, huh?
Well, we thank you so much for
you
being
here. You bet, ladies. Thank you so much. And let me take this opportunity to wish you a fantastic Christmas and a wonderful New Year to you and the audience. Goodbye, ladies.
Thank you, and you have a great new year, too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whew.
Wow.
Wonderful.
What a great show today.
To begin our holidays, yes, and to our listeners. And we're so thankful for everyone calling in. That was wonderful. And our program, our website, which is TazAndPaulaShow.com. And sign up for our free news that we give out every week.
Tell about the upcoming shows and the and then you can read articles written by our guests. Like Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey wrote an article.
Oh, yeah, he's all over with our blogs. We love it.
So thank you, everyone who called in to listen to our show. And thank you, everyone that's been listening today, and have a great holiday season.
I'm Taz Powers.
And I'm Paula Nudes.
And this is 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. Embracing Mother Earth is the name of our program. And again,